we're also going to take a look now at charter schools. An analysis by the Associated Press shows they are among the country's most segregated educational institutions. Many charter schools want that to change, but it's not necessarily the goal at one school in Nashville, Tennessee. KIPP Nashville College Prep Elementary is embracing what is a fact for many urban schools, that the student body is primarily African American. As Blake Farmer reports from member station WPLN, educators are flipping that cultural isolation into something positive.
The differences are subtle, but they're also everywhere. It's the college banners hanging in every classroom. They're all promoting historically black institutions. The murals on the walls are of smiling black children reading books while sitting on thrones. Kindergartners learn the new school song to a hip-hop track. It's all about empowerment.
All of the power is in my hands. I now can conquer the world. Pride!
We are also seeking to affirm them in their racial and cultural identities and let them know that they can be unapologetically themselves and they have the power within them. They were born with that power, which is why we refer to them as kings and queens and the royalty that is already inside of them.
Krista Thomas is the founding principal. She spent a year designing this school and recruiting teachers. She wanted kids to get an experience she didn't have until attending Spelman College in Atlanta. Until then, Thomas says she never felt like she could be herself.
I chose after high school to go to a historically black college because I felt there I could be affirmed, I could be seen, I could be loved for who I was.
Thomas's school is partially a rebuke of what's been dubbed a white savior complex. White teachers spending a couple of years teaching in a mostly black, low-income school, then moving on, often through a program known as Teach for America. Thomas herself started out with TFA and credits the organization with inspiring her to spend a career in education. But she doesn't want her students to think there's something wrong with them that needs fixing, even though many come from what are considered disadvantaged backgrounds. And she wants to have someone who looks like them at the front of every classroom.
And they see, like, I can too be a teacher because I see a black male teacher. I can be a principal. I see my black female principal walking through the hallways.
When she told me, like, the neighborhood we would be in, and she told me, you know, a vision for having, like, an African-American school with African-American teachers, I was like, oh, I'm in. I mean, that's all I needed to know.
Jeremy Williams is one of the teachers Thomas recruited, and he's part of a highly sought-after demographic in the education world, a black male elementary school teacher. But he didn't need much convincing to work here, especially since the school is around the corner from where he grew up, and he already shared its mission.
Society will not tell African Americans how powerful they are, but KIPP Nashville College Prep Elementary is going to be that school to do so.
Beyond referring to students as royalty, the curriculum places an emphasis on black heritage.
By show of royal arm, who can tell me the setting of our story, Tales from Africa?
Williams waits for hands to go up in his first grade classroom.
Samaya.
In Africa.
In Africa. That is our setting. Now, by show
KIPP's new elementary school in Nashville is experimental, but to be clear, it's not exclusive. Race is not a consideration for enrollment, just like at HBCUs. The school has not encountered pushback, but catering to African Americans runs counter to efforts to break up what the school district calls minority group isolation. Even decades after desegregation, many public schools in the city remain largely single race, which the district sees as a problem.
I don't know if I really subscribe to that idea that we're really as committed to diversity as we say.
Lee Williams is a historian at Tennessee State University, a historically black school. He consulted with KIPP on the concept.
We have schools right here in this neighborhood that were predominantly African American 50 years ago, and they're still predominantly African American today.
But Williams says intentionally learning with black students and teachers could be a valuable experience.
I don't have problems with black folks creating spaces to deal with issues that are peculiar to them, places where they can get together and discuss strategies to deal with their existence.
After all, statistics show more than 80% of teachers are white. And even the curriculum can be biased toward white culture. Parent Latoya Morgan noticed that growing up in Chicago.
We learn about stuff in Europe, you know, and we're not from Europe. You know, there's people, ancestries from Europe and stuff, but there's a lot of things that they don't teach us in school that I think that not only just black kids, but I think all kids should know.
Morgan says she's not too worried about isolating her daughter, who's in kindergarten at Kipps New Elementary. She says, as a parent, it's her job to make sure her child has a diverse experience outside of school. For Here and Now, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.